This is Ag Markets and More. I'm Jeff Pope.
I'm Bob Bragg.
Hi, Bob. You know, we've talked about the Land Institute in the past. It's located near Salina, Kansas, and was founded by Wes Jackson. I like to think about Wes Jackson along the lines of Wendell Berry and other back to the land, agricultural and community thinkers. Well, Jackson and the Land Institute have had a vision for modeling agricultural production after the prairie and the natural ecosystems that would reduce the need for tillage. So they're wanting to produce produce plants on the prairie like the prairie would do it.
That's
so
right.
Less tillage, less chemicals, and improving water efficiency, which is scarce. Enough on the prairie, so that it can improve efficiency and enrich soils. And you know, one of the things I think is cool about Jackson is that he believes that our soil is more important than petroleum in terms of protecting civilization. And I would say a lot of the data supports him, right?
That's right. I have to agree with that.
We've had oil for 160 years and,
and
food for a lot longer using soil. Okay, so part of their tactic then has been to develop, and they've been working on this since 2003, a perennial grain. That means one that doesn't have to be cut down every year but comes back.
That's right.
Tell me about their progress.
Well, they've made a lot of progress. They've got a grain they call Kernza, and it's been recently released into the limited quantity to farmers and to in the U.S. and other countries. And these plant breeders started breeding by selecting and intermating intermediate wheat grass. That's a forage grass that's commonly grown around the world. I've grown it here. It grows quite well. It doesn't last forever, but it's a pretty good forage plant. And they selected this plant, and they started looking for lines of this the intermediate wheatgrass that would yield the seed and the seed size and disease resistance and other traits that would improve the population of that wheatgrass. And eventually it resulted in this Kernza, which is a grain that can not take the place of wheat, but start to replace some of the wheat being used as they continue to breed it.
Is that when you say start to replace, what do you mean?
Well, that the intermediate wheat grass seed looks a lot like wheat. In fact, some say it's kind of a cousin to wheat. It has it's a hard kernel. And if you take some of that seed and you chew it, it doesn't taste like wheat, but it has some of the same consistency and characteristics. And the benefit of this perennial grass is that the roots extend about 10 feet into the ground, and it's got a lot more volume of roots than does annual wheat. So that's good for drought resistance and the ability to pick up nutrients and a lot of factors that can help. And plus, you're not planting that every year, tilling the soil in order to put the plant in. It stays in, and it looks like they can cut or get grain from it for a couple of years and then forage for another 2 or 3 years before it has to be replanted.
So Kernza could be mixed in with wheat and turned into products that we use and eat.
Yeah, and some of the research they've done on in the bakeries shows that it is quite usable in that format.
Thanks for that update. That's Ag Markets and More.